Live from the Geyer Studio, bringing you entertainment news, this is Cinema Central with your host, DJ Ace, here on WMCO.
You've tuned into Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I have a couple movie enthusiasts once again to talk about all things entertainment news, cinema, or just about anything to do with movies. And they are Joe, Chris, and Brad.
What Yo. Up?
Yeah, that's me.
And, it's interesting, we weren't able to talk about this last time because it came out after we did this program. But we are going to talk about it now. We're going to talk about Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Star Wars.
We're going to talk about that trailer, and then we'll probably talk about a couple other things Star Wars related, because Star Wars is huge and there's a lot to talk about. Anyway.
Amen.
So, guys, the trailer came out, The Last Jedi, the teaser trailer. What did you think?
I'm pretty sure I've watched it about 100 times.
I know, right?
I'm trying very hard not to watch it 100 times, because then I'll like memorize everything that's going to happen.
I love it, though.
It's so good.
It was a great trailer.
I'm so intrigued by the name is the thing that keeps grabbing me.
The Last Jedi.
Because, I mean, as the internet has pointed out, Jedi is both plural. One Jedi, two Jedi. And so, like, that could be Finn and Rey. That could be Finn, Rey, and Luke. That could be Kylo, if he turns. And we end up getting a halfway decent film franchise that isn't just a remake of the originals.
Clarified whether or not it was plural or not.
It was Ryan Johnson,
but I didn't read it, so
he thought I think he said that he thought, or he's thinking that it's going to be singular and not plural.
Okay.
All right, well, here's the thing is that Ryan Johnson is working on the movie in some capacity. Yes.
Well, he's the director.
Yeah, so he's helping with the movie a little bit.
I thought you were being serious, just a little bit. No. He's the director. I thought.
So either he's saying that to sort of lead us off the trail, or he's not saying that to lead us off the trail, and I don't know if I trust him not to do that, because like these movies are super anticipated.
It is
why would
Disney.
You why would you reveal something like
it's
that?
It's Disney. They keep everything under wraps, man.
Yeah they do.
Look at the Marvel superhero universe. They like make them sign contracts not to reveal anything until the movies actually come out.
That's Disney. That sounds like Disney.
Yep.
You can't say anything. You signed that contract.
Yeah. You can't stop Disney.
You can't stop Disney.
Frozen and Moana had like zero commercialization except Disney's putting out a new movie. Come see it.
Yeah.
That's basically how it works. And guess what? People still went and saw it.
No, it's fantastic that they can do that.
You can't stop the mouse.
I don't know.
You can't stop the mouse.
You can't stop the mouse.
The mouse with the biggest money bags ever.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Which is ironic because it's actually Scrooge McDuck in the.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Sure.
All right, so back to the trailer though.
Yeah.
So we have the biggest thing in the trailer is we finally hear Luke talk.
We do.
After standing there and just staring.
Yep. Nothing.
For like 5 minutes.
Hey, 5 minutes.
It was a good
five. That expression was more than 1,000 words.
And the music.
No, it wasn't.
The music
it told
made
you,
it better.
That is true.
It told you nothing. It told you.
No, it told you nothing. Why. It gave you the expression, why are you here?
Who are you and what are you doing
get
here?
Get off my rock.
Why do you have my old lightsaber? Where'd you find that?
Get off my rock.
It was kind of like if someone shows up in your room with like something you've been looking for a couple years. Like.
More like a.
Who are you? Where did you come from? Years. Why do you have that?
Remember the sketch we had earlier when we talked about this? Is like you had an arm. Well, there was like a hand.
There's a hand with that. Did you get that too?
You bring that one too.
Oh man. But either way, we do hear Luke talk in a voiceover during the trailer.
Very nice voiceover.
Very nice voiceover. And probably the biggest thing is at the very end.
Every time he goes,
the Jedi must end. And you're like, what does it mean?
That's the question, man. What does he mean when he says it is time for the Jedi to end?
Right.
All Jedi?
Or just him?
I don't know.
That's the question, man. It gets you just thinking.
Well, here's the interesting thing. In the expanded universe,
he's not wearing glasses.
I can't tell. It's not a visual medium. But I like pushed my fake nerd glasses up.
Uh-huh.
The thing that Luke always does is remake the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Like he in the games in the comic books in like alternate timelines, he's always remaking the order. So this idea that he's gonna destroy it,
yeah,
it's just there's like another level of that mm-hmm. he's gonna it's a new thing, and I'm really worried that they're going to mess it up.
Yeah, I'm worried because Luke's thing is he wants no more light side, no more dark side.
Luke's thing is that he wants his sister.
He just wants, okay. What'd you say?
Luke's thing is that he wants his sister.
Oh, that too.
Was that not?
That was already settled.
That was already settled.
Yeah. Was it? No, it wasn't. They had like clear attraction to each other, and then they're just like, oh,
it was
we can't do this anymore.
One scene.
Attraction doesn't.
Back
one
in the
scene,
80s.
One scene back in the 80s. It was a whole movie back in the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
But, I mean, Luke's thing is he's had trouble with the dark side and the light side, and now he just wants it all to end, I feel like. So that's why he's saying the Jedi have to end, because he doesn't want to deal with it anymore. Because he's seen both ends of it gone horribly wrong, and he just feels like it's time for it to end so he doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
Well, that's kind of the Skywalker curse.
It really is. I mean, that's why it means that I've seen both ends of this.
Yeah.
Good and bad, and
it just doesn't work.
He just finally wants it to be over with.
Right.
I think that's what they're trying to get at. But then you got Rey, now, you know, with her abilities, now trying to decide what she's going through. And now he's like, why are you here? Now you're ruining my whole plans.
It's like, I had this figured out. What are you doing?
I just wanted to go in retirement and sit around.
You show up
and
on my rock.
These rocks, and you blew it. Yeah. See, so now I have to go save the galaxy.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I feel like with both Rey and Kylo Ren, I've actually read a couple of theories about this. There's tendencies
of... read?
Yes, I do read.
I read too.
There's tendencies of both the light and the dark in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could possibly be what Luke is getting at. There can be no more Jedi, no more Sith. You can't look at one side or the other. You have to embrace both.
I mean,
that's the only way that it will truly work.
That's a thing that's happened in the Legends universe, as they're calling it now, again, expanded universe. Is that they kind of abolish this idea of you are either light side or dark side. It's more of a spectrum now. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be, that feels like a cop out.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Because what's the implication of Luke going, the Jedi must die? Or what is he saying exactly?
It's time for the Jedi to end.
It's time for the Jedi to end. Is that he's going to go on a killing spree. That's his, like, that's
the implication. Like his father went on a killing spree on the younglings. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, that's the implication there, right?
Yeah.
And that's much cooler. That's a much more interesting character thing to see for Luke, I think, than him just being like, everyone is on a spectrum, man. It's all about where you fall. There is no light or dark.
We want to know why he went into hiding.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the question that hopefully we'll find out in this. Like, why did he?
Am I the only one that just assumes that like Luke went into hiding because of the whole Leia thing?
I mean,
he literally kissed his sister.
Oh my gosh.
No, he went.
It was like super passionate.
There
too.
Are theories out
he
there.
He went
that...
into hiding because Kylo Ren went crazy and killed all of his apprentices.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you see that scene in Awakens is actually on a distant planet.
Yeah, it's a different planet.
It's a different deserted planet is what we see. And I think he's already in hiding. I think he set up some sort of elaborate riddle trap thing for Kylo to find, for any worthy Jedi to find. And that they were already sort of searching for
it. In the Last Jedi trailer, you see fire, a burning building, and we believe that's him in a cloak sitting next to R2.
Are you telling me that Luke did 9/11?
No.
Darn it.
What?
Darn it. Darn it. Darn it. Darn it.
Oh my gosh.
Back to the burning building.
I mean,
here.
So... I don't see, now you lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
It looked like a temple.
Like a temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, and also you probably saw Captain Phasma emerging from the temple in
Captain
the fire.
Phasma's back.
So either that was one of those force flashbacks, or I think it's probably a force flashback, saying that that was his temple. Then him and Kylo Ren and Phasma went on a rampage, and killed off everything. And that's probably maybe one of the reasons why he went into hiding, because he failed, or he felt like he failed.
Well, that is kind of a thing that Luke does, is he goes into hiding when he feels like he's not good enough, right? That's what he did with Dagobah.
Indeed.
All right. How close are we to taking a break?
We still got a bit.
All right. We're good. Can we talk about Rey for a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to know
training
who she
montage.
Is.
Training montage.
Training montage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Training montage. Cue like the Rocky music.
I was
going
to say, like, 80s training montage.
Karate
the
Kid,
only
you
thing
see
I
her with the lightsaber, then him on the hill just watching her.
Yeah.
I kind of got, this, I got
just
chills.
Just some, like, right?
I got chills. When that happened and the music, like, went up, I got, like,
it's like, huh.
I got chills. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's, it just feels right.
It does.
Now, I mean, now we just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a Skywalker? Or, I'm hearing theories now.
About her being a Kenobi?
About her being a Kenobi.
Dun, dun,
see, that's,
dun.
I want that or her to be Qui-Gon Jinn's.
Ooh.
Because if she's, because a if she's, if she's
but
a
Qui-Gon
Jinn,
never, no. Qui-Gon died before having any kids.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
He's, well, he was a master.
He
was
older, yeah, here's
dude.
The other I thing, mean, is that yeah. he's a master who kind of did what he wants.
Yeah.
He did not have any regard for the Jedi Council.
But
and
that,
with,
I feel like that timeline just not right.
I think,
she's like in her 20s.
Yeah.
I feel like
she's
yeah,
too, but like no, well,
she's
not like
far
not like daughter,
young,
yeah. like granddaughter.
Or, granddaughter,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
could see granddaughter.
Okay. So what that lets you meant daughter, I was like, yeah, that's
like, wait, what?
Fit. But I could see granddaughter, yeah, I could see.
Well, and here's the other thing is that if she's a djinn, it lets us bring back let them bring back either Ewan McGregor or Liam Neeson.
No, Ewan McGregor's basically back.
Yeah,
basically.
But I mean, it, like, it gives him a reason.
When you see back in Force Awakens, when she touches the lightsaber and she has her Force flashbacks, you hear Obi-Wan Kenobi's voice say, Rey, older one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear him at the end saying, these are your
that's,
first steps.
Yeah, they
that,
mixed Alec
actually,
Guinness
they mixed Alec
Ewan.
Guinness along with
yeah.
Ewan at the end. You hear Ewan McGregor.
Alec Guinness would be so angry.
So that kid
right.
hated being
like,
Obi-Wan
you
Kenobi.
You just hear him, though, these are your first steps, and you just realize maybe she's probably hearing her father's voice.
Could be.
Kenobi. Because that got me thinking, like, why did they use Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That's true. And on Dagobah, Luke does see Darth Vader, who is mm-hmm. his father. So
yeah.
there is like a definite like
yeah.
force learning father.
Mm-hmm. See, it just
weirdness there.
See, that
that's
also
good.
Becomes a possibility now because of the addition of the Clone Wars cartoon
yeah.
to
and the Rebels
canon. Yeah, and Rebels.
Yeah, basically everything's canon now.
Yeah, the addition of that to yeah. canon, Obi-Wan had a little bit of a love interest in there.
What was her Mara Ray?
I don't remember.
I don't remember what her name
what
is,
her
but
name.
It's.
Like, I just know Darth Maul killed her.
Yeah.
And
super messed up.
And, super messed up.
But yeah, I think it. Mara Jade. That's her name. That was his
something
love,
like that.
Love interest.
Yeah.
Mara Jade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her love interest. But I think.
Was it or was that?
Wait, no, it was Duchess Satine.
That's Luke's.
No, that
wife
was Luke's
in
wife.
The extended universe.
And then I think you might be right, Satine.
Yeah, it's Satine because she's the Prime Minister of Mandalore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I remember
you're right.
That.
I got them
I remember
confused.
That now.
Yeah, Mara Jade is Luke's
mm-hmm.
love interest.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. definitely.
But yeah, I think when I think about it more and more, I feel like she's a Kenobi in some way.
Somehow. Yeah,
maybe a
well,
Force
somehow.
Reincarnation.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is that.
That'd be awesome.
I want like a joint reincarnation of Qui-Gon Jinn and Kenobi and
just
Yoda.
Into one.
And,
yep.
Oh my
like,
gosh!
Just everyone.
But if she is a Kenobi, that brings it full circle again,
mm-hmm.
which they've been doing. Because
mm-hmm.
Ben trained Anakin, Ben trained Ben sort of mentored Luke,
mm-hmm.
and then Luke's gonna teach
Rey.
Rey, thank you. And then that would be full circle, and that would be kind of, I don't know, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you also seen the trailer. Kylo Ren is back.
Yeah.
Scar, yeah. He's got a scar like his grandfather now.
Except they changed the scar.
They did change the scar.
They
it's
changed
stupid.
The scar.
Yeah.
You know how in Force Awakens it was so much bigger?
Like it was,
and it's like right
got,
down the middle of his face.
He got
slashed
in the middle of the face, but now it's only on his right eye, so they changed it.
Yeah. They literally.
To make it look like Anakin.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they literally moved it to the right.
Are you telling me that it's not believable that they moved it to the right? Are you telling me that in a universe where space magic exists, it's not believable that they can move a scar?
Sure.
Yes.
And
okay,
and
fair enough.
Technology and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
it's
true.
Just not humanly
but you're right. It is,
possible.
It is stupid that they did that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it was poor planning for sure because what I feel is what happened is, you know, they have this huge gouge on his face at the end of Force Awakens, and they're like,
yep.
Well, we don't want... Who's the guy that plays him?
Adam Driver.
We don't want Adam Driver to walk around with his helmet all through episode 8, so let's just move the scar.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he's not gonna be wearing his helmet.
Yeah, it was smashed in the trailer.
We think that's his helmet.
No, it. I looked at it a little closer. But I think it was.
Yeah, people think it is his helmet.
Yeah.
But, that would be interesting.
But Kylo Ren is back, and we'll see if he. He's. And you we'll can see in that like one scene in the trailer, like he looks mad. He's angry at
angry.
Somebody, and he's got his lightsaber out. He's like, I'm gonna kill someone.
Well, you gotta remember, he goes back at the end of Force Awakens to Snoke.
Yep.
To complete his assumed dark side training.
Yep.
So I think it's very possible he just dives deeper into the dark side and that it just
Are you telling me that anger
person.
Leads to hate and hate
leads to, suffering. To suffering?
And that leads us to a break.
Hey!
Goes into two Cine Central here.
Aaron Eno, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheesiest transition award.
The news never stops and neither will we. You're listening to... Did you really think I was done with you? You're listening to The Unstoppable, WMCO 90.7 Q Explosions. Listen live and stay informed on OrbitMediaOnline.com.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tune in to WMCO 90.7 for all events happening in and around New Concord. The WMCO community calendar keeps you up to date on all the events at 10 till the hour. For a full list of events, go to orbitmediaonline.com and click on the community calendar tab. You can also submit events under the community calendar tab at least 2 weeks in advance.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Cinema Central continues here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You've tuned in to WMCO. This is Cinema Central. I'm DJ Ace along with Joe, Chris, and Brad. And we're talking all things Star Wars related.
Star Wars.
With the release of the Episode 8 teaser trailer. And so we broke that down a little bit this last hour, so we can talk about pretty much whatever this time. Why did I say hour? Anyway.
You said hour.
Yeah, I was like, what?
It seems time flies, guys.
Time flies when you're talking Star Wars.
Exactly.
Does it fly fast enough to beat the Kessel Run in 8 parsecs?
No. Maybe.
Good, because that's actually a measure of distance.
Good.
Yeah. Not time.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so how about the theory that Jar Jar Banks is actually the...
Dude, I am all for this theory, and let me tell you why. Liam Neeson.
I love that video. I'm not going to lie when I saw that video. It's like, that's perfect Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson endorsed it.
Yes.
That's why I'm all for it, because that also means that Qui-Gon Jinn will come back.
So Star Wars Celebration did happen in Orlando. 40 years, man. Just think, 40 years of Star Wars.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, like,
yeah.
There was a couple intermittent years.
But 40 years since first one. Just,
yeah.
That's crazy. And they had, like, that panel. They brought back a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't know that Harrison Ford, that was his first celebration. Did not know that.
That's hilarious.
That's
like
over
the most
it.
Harrison yep. Ford thing ever to do, yep. though.
But it was nice to see a lot of the. I was watching some of it. It was nice to see a lot of the old characters come back. It was nice, even though the prequels get a lot of crap. It was nice seeing Hayden Christensen and Ian.
Yeah.
Ian
McGregor.
No, yeah. Ian Palpatine.
Oh.
What's his name?
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah,
Ian something.
I feel like it's McClellan.
McClellan, yeah, but
no.
Ewan McGregor was not there. He
does want to be Obi-Wan again.
He does want to be Obi-Wan.
There are
He's definitely said that.
And the rumors of a Solo Obi-Wan movie.
Hey, they gotta keep cranking out those anthology films to they keep us entertained.
We're getting Han Solo next year.
Yeah.
So, but it was nice seeing Hayden Christensen because I thought he did okay. Did a good job as Anakin.
Ian McDiarmid or whatever.
McDiarmid. Okay, we'll roll with that. But it was pretty cool seeing a lot of those guys come back and see other guys. Yeah, it was nice. I forgot guys. Their names off the bat, but seeing the guy who played Chewbacca, C-3PO, a lot of guys. But it was nice. I thought it was pretty cool celebration.
Dude, my favorite part about those things is Mark Hamill.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
He goes hard.
He does. He was having himself a good time.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm actually in the movie, guys. Hey. I get to say words.
Yeah, I think it would have been perfect for the teaser if they ended with Mark Hamill's Joker laugh. Put it there at the end.
I'll tell you what, though. If episode 8 doesn't show him holding a lightsaber,
there's going to be a problem.
And if he ignites a green lightsaber and they don't show it.
Actually, I heard some inside scoop is that the only scene we're going to see him in is he's going to walk 2 steps forward and reach out for the lightsaber.
Oh,
and that's going to be the very.
2 steps forward?
He's going to say one thing. And then the movie will end.
So you're saying the voiceover over the trailer is just for fun?
Just 100% a bluff.
He's going to walk up the ray. What do you feel? Dark? Light? I feel nothing. Good. Get off my rock.
Go back home.
Yeah.
But this is yours. Thank you for bringing it back. It's been a long time.
On a side note, did you bring me pizza?
On a side note, we have pizza here. Last time I checked. but if they don't show him getting in some lightsaber,
he needs a duel.
If he gets a final duel with maybe Kylo,
ooh, that would be interesting.
Yeah,
he would waste Kylo. I feel like, but
he probably would. Kylo's just
He doesn't know. Like he has too much anger. He doesn't even know how to control.
He doesn't control himself.
He's just angry.
I just real worried that Kylo's just gonna take him out the way Darth Vader did, Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan knew he was gonna die. He was there to distract Vader and waste time.
And I'm real worried that the same thing's gonna happen to Luke in this next movie, and it's just gonna be a remake of.
Well, spoiler: Han is dead.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I saw it. 3 times.
And we all know that they did announce that this will be Carrie Fisher's last Star Wars. Kathleen Kennedy did announce that she will not be in episode 9. She did say Leia will not be in 9, but she did say Carrie Fisher will not be in 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you guys think this will be Princess Leia's last movie?
I feel like it kind of has to be.
Yeah, if you...
Or they knock her off at the beginning of 9 somehow.
Somehow.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like if you were to keep Leia going...
People
and not use Carrie Fisher. Fisher.
People,
that would be blasphemy.
Recast? Because there are a lot of people think that you can't recast. But you think Carrie Fisher would probably, make them, find another person because that's who she is.
Yeah.
Let the show go on. But Carrie Fisher's not in 9, so we'll see with how they use Princess
Leia.
Maybe
CGI or a little bit.
Maybe. Because, the big three, no more big three.
Yeah.
And, with Han Solo gone. So, and then, of course, Luke at this time doesn't know that Han Solo is dead.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, physically, but maybe for...
Maybe he got that same force reaction that Leia had.
Because Leia does have...
Leia knows. And she's force sensitive.
Well,
so.
She also has a much, I think, stronger connection to Han
because of the love connection. But
so I think the big question is, does Luke survive episode 8?
That is the question.
I hope so.
I don't
feel like he has to go into 9. Because they want to keep the Skywalker. I feel like episode 9 is the last movie of the Skywalker
saga.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Is
until
I,
10 years from
until,
now.
Until they do episode 10, 11, and 12 with a whole new era. But I feel like he has to go. I mean, he has to keep going. But if he dies in episode 8, I feel like we all won't be surprised, but it'll still be sad. Because we know.
I was sad when they kill Han Solo.
Oh, I was sad too.
Right?
Yeah.
What? The thing is, the worst part was he was killed by his own son.
I know.
That's what gets you too. And then you see Chewie's reaction. Everyone in the theater lost it when Chewie had his reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because at first you're not sure if that really happened. Yeah. You're like, what?
Because Han feels like, even Han and Leia feel like Kylo still has good in him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because, do you guys think Kylo switches in the end?
I could see it.
Do you think you see Kylo? There are theories that Rey may go to the dark side.
Oh yeah, gosh. I've heard the flip-flop
I've
theory.
Heard the flip.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many. That's the great thing about Star Wars. We have so many theories that could go yeah. on, and it just...
You know, the other big theory I've heard tossed around is the Grey Knight theory.
The Grey mm-hmm. Knight, yeah.
Yeah. That they're going to introduce that, but we'll see.
There's probably going to be a lot of... I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of Force Ghost.
Yeah.
I feel like... Because I feel like if they bring back Obi-Wan, a Force Ghost for Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor will probably be back, but older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going
to
see an all-time
Force Ghost. Do you think if they bring back a Force Ghost Anakin, that Hayden Christensen might make an appearance in 8 or 9?
Here's the thing is, they kind of have...
Do we want to see him?
Hayden Christensen? I mean, you know.
Dude, I really enjoyed Hayden Christensen.
I thought he did
Anakin.
Okay as Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, Attack of the Clones was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Revenge of the Sith, I thought he did an amazing job.
Revenge of the Sith was definitely his better of the two movies.
Was better of the two movies.
Yeah.
But
I mean, both of those were better than Phantom Menace, though.
Well, that's also true.
Except for everyone knows that the Phantom Menace, the last fight,
With
dual fates in the background. Yeah. That's the best lightsaber fight
of all time.
And then second, probably after that, would probably be Luke and Vader at the end in Return of the Jedi.
I may go
Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yeah,
and
that
of the
one's
Sith.
Probably my favorite one because
I love that.
That soundtrack behind it.
But you hear Duel the Fates and the Phantom Menace and that final battle. It gets you. Yeah. I get goosebumps every time.
Right. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about
it. Even the prequels get so much crap. Yeah. That fight scene in Phantom Menace was pure gold.
Yes.
Pure gold.
Oh, wow.
But, man.
All right, so we've talked a lot about mainstay movies that are coming out. What do you guys think about Rogue One
I love Rogue One. I hear Han Solo is probably going to be awesome. I can't wait to watch that.
There are still vague rumors about a Yoda Solo movie.
I would love to see a Yoda Solo. But there's more rumors of the Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
Then
I'm hearing a Bounty Hunter one.
Yeah, I'm hearing the Boba Fett.
I'm hearing Boba Fett Bounty Hunter.
I love the space western thing. I'm tired of focusing on the, what do you call it? The Han Solo types. The Boba Fett.
Yeah.
The Boba Fett.
The Boba Fett.
The Jin.
I'm excited to see Han Solo.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Childish Gambino as Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna be good. And just think it's younger, so it should be interesting. It's probably gonna be an origin story of how Han Solo became who he is.
Probably.
But
maybe we'll see him make the Kessel Run.
He'll probably shoot first.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
more than likely.
But I'm pretty sure. Wait for the summer for them to announce an Obi-Wan because everyone's shooting for Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I think so.
I want Obi-Wan before I want anything else.
Yeah, I want an Obi-Wan story.
I want a Qui-Gon Jinn.
Well,
I would love that too.
It's Star Wars, man. They can do whatever the heck they
want.
True.
Yeah.
They could do a Qui-Gon Jinn.
They could, or they could just do something completely out there. Do a Jar Jar Binks.
I mean, we didn't.
No.
I mean, we didn't expect them to pull off this Rogue One with them stealing the plans, and then they made it perfect.
They
and
did.
They were able to.
And then they CGI'd Carrie Fisher
and Tarkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they did a really good job with that, though.
And then, of course, you bring back Vader.
Of course.
Yeah.
In a big
and
way.
And you make him look
like Vader.
Like intimidating.
That's like a young Vader. So he's got a lot of anger in the system, man. And you bring back, of course, the voice of Vader.
Of course.
His James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. You get James Earl Jones to come back and do Vader every time.
Yeah.
You know your day is made.
All right, well, that about wraps things up here. I'm DJ Ace, along with Joe, Chris, and Brad, and this is Sim Essential, talk about all things Star Wars. You're listening to WMCO 90.7 The Orbit.
The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Central are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Coming up next is new music on your favorite hometown station, WMCO New Concord.
for the latest MLB news and opinion from Ryan Mack, tune in to WMCO 90.7 every Wednesday from 8 to 10. DJ Mayan Rack has all the latest news and rumors going on around the league, as well as personal insight and predictions from inside the Guyer studio. Don't forget local news, weather, and sports. Turn that dial to WMCO 90.7 every Wednesday starting at 8 p.m. to listen.